ABC Radio Victoria. You're with Warwick Long for the Victorian Country Hour.
Farmers in the United Kingdom are making the heartbreaking decision to kill their own pigs and put them in landfill due to a shortage of butchers in the country. Change to visa arrangements for foreign meat workers in Britain after Brexit means the country is short thousands of workers in abattoirs and boning rooms. Now pig farmers are planning on picketing the Boris Johnson's led Conservative Party's political conference today to try and get someone to help them. I spoke to East Yorkshire pig farmer Kate Moore about the dire situation her farming business and her industry has found themselves in.
Yeah, the situation is dire. That's exactly right. This has been going on for about 11 weeks now, a combination of COVID and Brexit. Basically, the abattoirs do not have enough butchers to process the pork, and so they've been holding us back by 25% of our contract of pigs going into the slaughterhouse. So basically, those pigs are left on farm and they're backing up, and it's getting to the point now where farmers are having to make the decision to cull them on farm and those products be wasted.
Yeah, so normally at a piggery, you would have pigs moving through when they get to the right age, they go off to market, so to speak, and the next lot of pigs are coming through. I'd imagine you don't have much room to suddenly be stacking pigs up on top of each other because they've got no abattoir to go to.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. You know, we've got to be efficient, and so we have quite a tight turnaround of buildings. We normally turn buildings around in 2 weeks. We wash them out, disinfect them, and then new pigs come in. At the moment, I'm having pigs leave on a Monday and I'm refilling that building on a Tuesday just to try and keep them moving off the breeding herd.
And you say for some producers, it's getting so bad they've got to decide to kill the pigs before they go off to abattoir, kill them on farm.
Yeah, there's one producer that is definitely already doing this. And yeah, we're getting very close to having to make that decision. And that's just criminal. Like, we produce pigs to feed the nation. We don't produce pigs to cull them and put them into landfill.
How hard is that decision to come to?
I think it's the hardest decision that you can make, to be honest. If we have to do that, if the government do not step in, then that will finish us off. I don't know how we could kill healthy pigs and then start breeding them again just because they decide they want them again. It will finish us.
Does that make you question your job, being a farmer?
Definitely, 100%. I mean, we only farm because we're producing a product that's demanded. Well, if that product's no longer demanded, then we'll stop. I don't want to be involved in something that is as criminal as killing healthy pigs.
And you mentioned it's a combination of Brexit and COVID stopping the abattoirs from getting the butchers they need. Can you explain how that's come to be?
Okay, so obviously Brexit happened, and then very quickly after it, COVID actually happened first, didn't it? And then these butchers, that a majority of them are EU, they weren't allowed to leave the country. They had to stay in the country, and they worked throughout the whole of COVID, probably earned quite a lot of money. Then as soon as they had the opportunity to go home, they obviously wanted to go home to see their family, which I don't blame them at all. The processors really should have been seeing this and putting in, trying to think of an idea to stop this or to upskill some other people, which they didn't do. They've now gone home, all the EU workers, and they're finding it hard to come back into the country. Somebody that works in an abattoir has to pass the same English exam as somebody coming in to be a doctor, which is just ridiculous. They do not need to speak fluent English. And they are skilled. We need them. It is a skilled job.
And under the previous sort of visa regime under the EU, they didn't need those English skills. They could just come and work.
Yeah, they could just come in and they didn't need a visa. The problem is they now need to apply for a visa and they have to pass exams. And this isn't why we voted for Brexit. We voted for Brexit for us to look after ourselves a bit more, to be a bit more patriotic, and the total opposite is happening.
Are you getting much of a response from the nation's leaders, those in charge that make the rules here?
No, the government are not being very helpful, and actually is why a group of pig farmers are going down to the Conservative conference in the morning and we're going to try and get them to listen to us. They have listened to the poultry sector and they're allowed 5,500 feeders for them because basically they're worried about their Christmas dinner. However, they are not listening to the pork industry, the pig industry, and we need them to take action now because this is, problem is happening now and, yeah, it will finish us.
Did you ever think any political problem would get so great that pig farmers had to travel to the Conservative conference to try and be heard?
No, I didn't, and I don't know if we'll get heard or not, but I'm damn sure that if we're going to face this, then we're going to do the best. We're going to do the best that we can. We're going to fight right to the end because I am not culling pigs on farm. It's just criminal.
Do you think issues like this, and we've noted from Australia watching on, issues like the fuel shortage in Britain recently as well, are making people question whether Brexit was the right thing to do?
Yes, I think that it probably will be. I don't think that it is all down to Brexit. I think it's a combination of so many things. But yeah, obviously we've got to question it now. It's a mess. The whole thing is a complete mess.
What does it mean for the decisions on your farm in the weeks ahead?
It makes it really, really difficult. It's a family business. Our whole family is involved. We breed animals to feed the nation and, you know, from no fault of our own at all, we are having to cope with something that's emotionally wrong. We're all exhausted emotionally, financially. It's having a massive impact on us. And none of it is our doing. And we can't change it either. The only thing that we can do to change it is by trying to engage with the government, trying to get them to listen to us. And we all know how difficult that is.
Is it costing you a lot of money?
Yes, it's costing us a huge amount of money because these pigs are backlogged on the farm, growing too much, so they're too heavy, so the processors don't want them because they're too big. So we get penalised financially on that. We're obviously feeding these pigs still on the farm, which is costing us a lot because grain prices are so high. The financial impact is massive, but that's kind of faded into the background because it's all about welfare now for us. It's all about not killing healthy animals and putting them to waste. And we'll deal with the financial impact or when we go bankrupt or when something happens. But this is more emotional now.
You're a farmer in a nation that doesn't produce enough agricultural produce to feed itself. So your role would seem vital, at least as a cog in that wheel. Is it frustrating from the farming point of view, to know that there are people there to eat your product, but due to a failure of not having enough butchers in the country, you can't do that?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're less than 50% self-sufficient in pork. I mean, during COVID, which wasn't very long ago, they were desperate and we worked tirelessly to make sure that we put product on the shelves to feed the nation. Yet it's very quickly being forgotten that we need safe food that's produced in our country, yet they are doing everything in their power to push us out at the moment. Crazy.
Thank you very much for telling us, and give us an update on if the politicians listen to you or not, okay?
Yeah, we will do. Thank you very much.